Well, hey everyone, thank you for joining us here at Studio Classroom on the air. I know your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. Now, what comes to your mind when you think of Africa? You know, a lot of people think it's the same everywhere in Africa, no matter where you go. Did you know that Africa has 54 countries? That's 54 different governments with 54 different cultures and many more subcultures. Today's lesson is called Love in Zambia. Zambia is a country kind of in the middle toward the south of the continent. The author of our lesson went there for a friend's wedding, but she experienced much more than that. Did she go on a safari after all? Well, I think there's only one way for us to find out. Let's get started with our reading for today.
Love in Zambia. Of course, no wedding celebration would be complete without food, and we were treated to an awesome spread. The cuisine included peanuts, called ground nuts, greens, wild meat, and fried caterpillars. All of these dishes are eaten without forks and spoons. Instead, a thick porridge made from maize called nshima is cooked until it forms a sticky paste that we used to scoop up food by hand. After the celebration, several of us indulged in a day trip to nearby Chaminuka Lodge. It was safari time!
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 porridge 这个不可数名词。Porridge 是指粥，例如麦片粥或燕麦粥。例如 oat porridge is a perfect wintertime breakfast. 燕麦粥当冬天的早餐非常理想。或者是 don't forget to stir constantly when you cook porridge. 当你煮粥的时候切记要一直搅拌。如果是中国式的稀饭可以叫做 porridge, 或者叫做 congee。C-O-N-G-E-E. 例如 Larry has the stomach flu right now, so he can only eat rice congee. Larry 现在正患有肠胃型感冒，他只能吃米粥。继续我们看的是 indulge 这个动词。Indulge 在这里是指尽情的做某件事或好好享受。如果要说明享受哪件事物的话，是用 in 这个介系词。例如 My high school classmates and I indulged in fun memories at the reunion.高中同学会的时候，同学们和我畅快地一起回忆了以前许多有趣的事。或者是 Martha indulged in some quiet time alone when her husband took their kids camping. Martha 还在先生带孩子们去露营的时候，好好地享受了自己一个人安静的时光。
Thank you very much, Michelle. And I like the way our lesson begins today. Of course, no wedding celebration would be complete without food. And we were treated to an awesome spread. That's probably what I would look forward to most about this wedding celebration. Well, let's take a look at this phrase, to treat someone to something. That means you're the one paying for somebody else to enjoy something. Or maybe not paying money, but at least you're the one in charge of providing enjoyment for somebody else.
Or someone might treat you to something, which means that they are responsible for paying something for you. For example, for my college graduation, my coworker, or I guess my boss, I should say, he treated me to a really nice dinner. Him and his wife.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
That's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's always nice when other people treat you to things, right?
Especially when it's something you deserve.
That's right. Okay, well, Charlotte and some other people were treated to an awesome spread. Awesome is really amazing or great. But there's a word here, spread. And usually I use this word as a verb to spread out something. But here it's used as a noun. Here it means the food on the table, especially the arrangement, okay? So the food arrangement on a table.
For example, at the wedding banquet, there was a delicious spread of seafood, vegetables, and other types of meat.
Oh man, sashimi.
Well, I really wasn't thinking of sashimi.
I love
I'm
sashimi.
Thinking of salmon.
Oh, salmon.
Salmon, because I like salmon.
Salmon sashimi is good. Anyway, that's a good example. Yes, that sounds like a great spread right there. All right, so there's an awesome spread here at this Zambian wedding. Let's see what it included. The cuisine included peanuts, called ground nuts, greens, that means lots of vegetables, wild meat, and, Rebecca, this is something you might be interested in, fried caterpillars.
Yes, my favorite. Fried caterpillars. I always wanted to try fried caterpillars.
Hey, no, seriously, though. I know you're being a little sarcastic. Have you ever eaten something fried, like fried insects of some kind?
Like fried crickets?
Fried crickets.
Hmm. I've eaten one chocolate-covered fried cricket.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah. But other than that, I usually stay away from insects or things that are kind of gooey, like caterpillars.
Right. Hey, speaking of gooey, I think we're going to learn about something a little bit sticky here. All of these dishes are eaten without forks and spoons. Instead, a thick porridge made from maize, which is kind of corn-related, called inshima, is cooked until it forms a sticky paste that we used to scoop up food by hand. How creative. So you have this sticky paste called inshima, and you use it to stick to the other food and then put it all in your mouth.
Yeah, it's a very creative way to eat food. And then you don't have to dirty any forks or spoons.
Yeah.
Well, what happens next? After the celebration, several of us indulged in a day trip to nearby Chamanuka Lodge. Ooh. That sounds like a kind of a cool place. But before we talk about, well, it was safari time. We'll talk more about that later. Let's talk about this phrase or these two words, day trip.
Okay, so a day trip is kind of what it sounds like, okay? It's not a road trip, okay? A road trip usually takes several days, all right? You are probably going to drive in a car on a day trip somewhere, but it's going somewhere during the day, and then coming back. So you're not spending the night somewhere overnight. It's a day trip.
And you can have all different types of day trips. For example, since I live here in Taiwan, let's say that I wanted to go somewhere outside of Taipei. I might say, you know, this Saturday, I'm going to take a day trip down to Kaohsiung. Well, in this example, I would take a train rather than a car down to Kaohsiung if I wanted it to be a day trip.
And speaking of Taipei, if you are visiting Taipei, I think a great day trip is to Jiufen. It's not too far from Taipei, and it's a great place to visit. When I was in Prague last year, Czech Republic, we were in Prague for most of the time, and we took a day trip to a city called Kutná Hora and saw some pretty cool things there, and we were back in Prague by night.
Well, speaking of day trips, growing up, my parents thought that it was very important to take day trips to the mountains.
Oh.
So quite regularly, we'd go to the mountains, because it wasn't too far from where we lived, to do some hiking trips.
Okay.
So we'd have some day trips that were hiking trips.
That is cool. You know, Rebecca and I have shared a lot about our experiences with day trips. Well, now it's your turn. I'm sure you've traveled and done day trips before. Talk about them in English.
And Gabe, have you ever thought about or heard of anyone poaching on someone's territory?
I have, but it's kind of a strange phrase that I think we need to learn more about in
the Info Cloud. Hello, everyone, and welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, have you ever heard the expression poach on someone's territory?
I have, and it's an interesting expression. Literally, it means to hunt animals for food or sport illegally or without permission.
But
We can also mean it figuratively, meaning to encroach or intrude into someone's area or infringe on their rights.
Often, we precede this expression by saying that we don't want to poach on someone's territory.
For example, taxi drivers are concerned that apps like Uber poach on their territory and will lead to a loss of taxi jobs.
Or organizations like charities that depend on raising money are careful not to poach on each other's territory.
That means that they try to focus on providing unique services to attract donors that are interested in supporting them.
Now, just for clarity, don't confuse the use of this expression with another meaning of the word poach.
That's right. To poach something, usually eggs or fish, means to cook something in boiling or simmering liquid.
Poach, 偷猎, 盗猎, or poach on someone's territory, 直接翻译就是未经允许侵入他人的土地中打猎。 这句话也可以比喻为跨入别人的领域，影响或侵犯到他人的权益。比方说，对于计程车司机来说， Some people think Uber poaches on taxi drivers' territory. 有人认为 Uber 跨入了计程车司机的领域，影响了他们的权益。Poach 还有另外一个意思，就是水煮一些食物，像是鸡蛋或是青菜等等。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back. Well, friends, today we have learned about an interesting kind of food called Nshima. How would you like to just use your hands to pick up this sticky food and use it to scoop up other food into your mouth? That sounds like fun, right? That's something that you can do in Zambia. Well, you can also go on a safari. And what might you see on a safari? Let's find out.
Love in Zambia. The lodge is located on over 10,000 acres of land and offers game drives, boat rides, and wine and cheese tasting on its extensive grounds. Originally a private home, Chaminuka Lodge was opened to the public in 1998. The reserve protects the animals from poachers and provides employment for locals. In addition to enjoying the lodge's hospitality, we went on a game drive where we encountered members of Africa's Big Five. We saw elephants, lions, a giraffe, and even a giant python. That was one thing in Zambia that I had no desire to get to know better.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 extensive 这个形容词， ex 这个字首是指向外的， TENS 这个字根是指伸展， 所以 extensive 在这里是指广大的或广阔的。 例如 The palace is surrounded by an extensive garden， 这个皇宫周围环绕着面积广大的花园。 或者是 An extensive search was conducted by the rescue team to find the survivors， 救援队为了找到生还者已经进行了大规模的搜索。 Extensive 也指广泛的或者是范围很广的。 例如 The boy has extensive knowledge of computer software， 这个男孩对于电脑软体的知识了解非常广泛。 最后我们看的是 hospitality 这个不可数名词， H-O-S-P-I-T 这个字根有客人的意思， 所以 hospitality 是指殷勤好客或者是热情款待。 例如 many tourists are impressed by the hospitality of Taiwanese people， 许多观光客对台湾人的殷勤好客感到印象深刻。 或者是 the host and the hostess have shown us nothing but thoughtfulness and hospitality. 这对主人跟女主人对待我们完全是亲切体贴跟热情款待。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, friends, we are learning about the Chaminuka Lodge here, and it is safari time. So we read, the lodge is located on over 10,000 acres of land and offers game drives, boat rides, and wine and cheese tasting on its extensive grounds. Wow, what a big sentence there. Well, let's take a look at this phrase, a game drive. This is an unusual phrase that I don't use every day, but it is a drive to see wild animals, like on a safari.
And so typically the only time you'd really go on a game drive is if you're going on a safari or if you're going out to see wild animals, mm-hmm. right? So I don't think I've actually ever been on a game drive.
Yeah, and friends, if you're curious about why it's called a game drive and why wild animals like this are considered game, you can go online and find out for yourselves. But it would be interesting to go on a game drive. I would love to do this. And what else could you do? You could go on a boat ride and wine and cheese tasting. That is great. Wine and cheese is such a great combo. Mm-hmm. And so some people have made professions and actually jobs out of creating wineries and places for people to come and buy cheese. And you can taste the wine and the cheese there.
You know, I'm actually not a big wine drinker. I do appreciate a little bit of wine here and there. Mm-hmm. But when you pair it or put it with cheese,
oh, yeah.
It just makes the flavor so much better, especially if the cheese is a very strong flavor.
That's true. Man, they're such geniuses. You know, there are some other like food combos like that, that two things you put together, they taste great by themselves, but when you put it together, it just tastes really amazing. Like coffee beans and chocolate, I think. It tastes pretty good.
Coffee beans and chocolate?
Yeah.
Well, that's a matter of opinion, because in my opinion, the coffee beans ruin the chocolate.
Yeah.
But we don't need to discuss that too much right now, because
I would agree with you, though. Wine and cheese, or even grapes and cheese taste really good together.
And apples and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Well, originally a private home, Chaminuka Lodge was opened to the public in 1998. The reserve protects the animals from poachers and provides employment for locals. In addition to enjoying the lodge's hospitality, we went on a game drive where we encountered members of Africa's Big Five. What is Africa's Big Five?
I know, right? This is something I hadn't heard of before, but it's quite interesting. Okay, friends, if you were to guess what animals are involved or included in Africa's Big Five, what would you guess? Well, I'm going to tell you. Okay, first of all, you could probably guess lions. Okay, we got African lions. This is not a lion. This is a black rhino. All right. We've also got African elephants. That's another on the Big Five list. And something else is a Cape buffalo. Rebecca, have you seen a Cape buffalo before?
I have seen a buffalo, but I don't know if I've seen a Cape buffalo. But I have now in this picture.
Yeah, it's definitely a big animal. And this next one is my favorite. An African leopard. I would just love to get up close to a leopard.
Well, don't get too close, because I'm sure they can be kind of dangerous.
Hmm.
Well, in our lesson we read, we saw elephants, lions, a giraffe, and even a giant python. What?
Rebecca, I'm sure this is your favorite.
Oh.
This giant snake?
Definitely not my favorite. And actually, it's not our author's favorite either, because she says that was one thing in Zambia that I had no desire to get to know better, and I would agree with Teacher Charlotte.
All right. Well, it sounds like she had quite an adventure going to Zambia for our friend's wedding, as well as to get a taste of the food and the culture. That makes me really want to go.
Well, do you know where you can go right now?
I know. It's time for us to go see a
review skit. Guess what? I just returned from Africa.
Did you go on a safari?
Well, that wasn't the aim of my trip, but it certainly was one of the draws.
So tell me more.
I traveled to Zambia for the happiest reason imaginable.
Tell me!
To celebrate my friend's wedding!
That is so sweet!
Well, after the 28-hour flight, I endured a 2-hour car ride. It was pouring rain.
Was it raining cats and dogs or lions and tigers?
Well, we finally arrived at the farm where the celebration took place.
And?
And I got a taste of food and culture I will never forget. The celebration lasted 2 days.
2 days? Wow!
It included blessings, cultural demonstrations, gift giving, and a lot of dancing.
Ooh, dancing!
Drummers followed the couple everywhere, singing songs to orally transmit customs and advice.
How fun!
The highlight was when the bride and groom identified each other by their feet. I acted as one of the decoys.
Wow, interesting. So tell me about the food.
We were treated to an awesome spread, including peanuts, greens, wild meat, and fried caterpillars.
Ew, interesting cuisine.
We also ate without forks or spoons.
You used chopsticks?
No, we used a thick porridge cooked into a sticky paste. Then we scooped up the food with our hand.
That's different.
And then, safari time, several of us indulged in a day trip to a nearby lodge that offered game drives, boat rides, and snacks.
Very nice.
Yes, the reserve protects animals and provides employment for locals.
So, did you encounter the Big Five?
Well, we saw elephants, lions, a giraffe, and even a giant python.
A giant python? They're scary.
Yes, that was one thing in Zambia that I had no desire to get to know.
Man, I would love to go on a safari. Rebecca, which of the African Big Five animals would you most like to pet?
No doubt about it. I would love to pet an elephant.
Oh, an elephant.
Definitely an elephant. As a matter of fact, I've had a massage by an elephant, so I think it would be great.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Oh, man. Okay, I really do want to go to Zambia. Well, friends, we have a lesson about something completely different next time, so join us right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.